So welcome to the deep dive. Today we're unpacking the 1997 South African Batho Pele White Paper.
Yeah, and we're actually looking directly at excerpts from the official government gazette, which is really cool.
Right, exactly. And our mission here is to explore how a government mandates this like massive shift from a super rigid bureaucracy to a customer-first mindset.
Which is incredibly hard to do, by the way.
Oh, totally. But I mean, it matters, right? It matters to you, the listener, when you're trying to navigate literally any massive institution today
For sure.
to really grasp what this policy tried to do. I mean, imagine walking into your town's only coffee shop. Like, there are no other options, no competitors are even allowed.
Okay, I can picture that.
Right. So if the coffee tastes like dirt, or, the barista just completely ignores you, what do you even do? You just have to drink bad coffee.
Exactly, because there's no market competition. That coffee shop has like zero financial incentive to improve at all. You're
Yeah.
just trapped. And that monopoly dynamic is exactly what Batho Pele,
Yeah.
which translates from Sesotho to people first. That's what it tries to dismantle.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it basically demands that public workers go through this radical psychological shift. Like they have to start treating citizens exactly like valued customers.
Which is wild because, I mean, if you need a passport, you can't exactly take your business to a competitor.
No, you definitely can't.
So how do you force an entrenched government department to actually care about you when there's no free market pressure?
Well, you link it to the macroeconomy.
Right.
Like the excerpts show, this wasn't just some feel-good public relations move.
Okay.
It was actually a core pillar of the government's GEAR strategy, which stands for growth, employment, and redistribution.
Wait, okay. How does like being nice at the DMV redistribute wealth?
It's a fair question,
Yeah.
but think about the actual cost of inefficiency. Like, if a public office loses your paperwork or makes you wait in line for days, that wastes millions in public
Oh, I
funds.
see. Yeah.
Right. And it sells economic activity.
Right.
So by forcing these customer service efficiencies, the government was basically trying to claw back wasted resources.
So they could build essential infrastructure instead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uplifting a developing society actually required an engine of efficient service delivery.
Okay, that makes sense. But just telling a giant department to be efficient doesn't magically fix the whole monopoly problem.
No, it really doesn't.
You need a way to like measure the failure. So, how did they actually quantify the gap between what citizens needed and what they were getting?
So, the white paper outlines eight concrete principles, and these were designed to measure and close what they called the improvement gap. It's an incredibly specific framework.
Right. And looking at a few of these in the Gazette excerpts, I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, principle four is courtesy and principle seven is redress. I mean, is this just a glorified 1990s HR campaign?
It does sound a bit like that.
Right. Just telling bureaucrats to like smile more and say sorry when they lose your file.
I get that. It sounds like a cheesy break room poster. But redress actually had real legal teeth.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, it wasn't just apologizing. If a department failed to deliver a promised service standard, they were legally required to provide a rapid structural fix.
Okay, wait, what does that actually mean, though?
It means they had to explain exactly why the failure happened and exactly how they were changing the system to prevent it from ever happening again.
Oh, wow. So it forces an actual mechanical change, not just an empty apology.
Exactly. And to make sure those changes actually happened, their real weapon was Principle 6, which is openness and transparency.
Right.
It mandated this plain language annual report to citizens. Basically, departments were forced to publish what resources they consumed, who was in charge, and whether they actually met their targets.
So they couldn't just hide the bad data behind confusing government jargon.
Nope. Because, think about it, in a free market, bad service costs a business money. But in a government monopoly, bad service costs political survival. By making these reports public and, like, really easy to read, they basically weaponized transparency.
That's fascinating.
Suddenly, voters could see exactly which department head was failing. It turned public humiliation into a substitute for market competition.
Wow. And then you combine that with principle three, which is access,
Yeah.
because the Gazette forces departments to systematically eliminate historical and physical barriers.
That was huge.
Like, if you lived in a remote rural area, the mandate was to bring the service directly to you, maybe via like mobile units.
Precisely. They couldn't just say, oh, well, it's too far.
Right. I mean, dismantling one of the most oppressive, unequal bureaucracies in history requires tools so powerful that they are entirely relevant to you today.
Absolutely.
These eight principles, consultation, service standards, access, courtesy, information, openness, redress, and value for money, they represent a universal gold standard for the respect and transparency you deserve from any modern service provider.
Yeah, the Bethel-Paley framework proves that even a total monopoly can be engineered for accountability, provided the rules actually force them to put the people first.
Seriously. So here's a final thought to leave you with. Imagine if every massive, unyielding institution in your life, from big tech companies to your health insurance provider, was legally forced to publicly consult you.
Oh, man.
Right. Imagine if they had to publish plain language performance reports and guarantee immediate structural redress for their failures. If that giant monopoly coffee shop was legally required to brew a perfect cup every single time or explain exactly how they were fixing the machine, how would that reshape your daily world?